Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. All right, I have a question for you. Since this is brain repair, and we kind of mess with the mental, where are you on reincarnation? What's your stance on reincarnation? You roll with it or not?
Reincarnation?
Yeah. Think you've been here before?
Yeah. You know, shit.
All right. Now, here's my next question to you, mental. Do you think the first time you came, you was in a human body?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about that question.
Well, here's the question. Could mental soul have started off as a earthworm?
It's a possibility.
And you just kept, and you kept coming back as an earthworm until you got enough guts to come back as a snake. And then after you slithered around enough, he's like, I'm tired of being a snake. I'm gonna be an alligator. And then now you an alligator. And then you was like, hey, I'm trying to be in a cold-blooded animal. Let me jump into the mammal. Old bird. Start flying around. And then you worked your way up until your consciousness was able to handle human existence. Could the theory of evolution not be we change from monkeys into humans, but your soul went from different animal species to animal species until you was ready to have a human existence?
I think that every soul inhabits whatever type of body, whether it's on planet Earth or planet whatever else. That consciousness, man, the earthworm does have consciousness.
Wouldn't the single cell, what was that? The single cell anema? What is it? The single cell atom, whatever they call it.
Amoeba?
Amoeba possess consciousness as well.
Yeah. There's consciousness in everything, man.
So,
I believe.
Wait. What do you think about my theory?
It's a good one.
Now, you ready to go full circle? We started this thing with, hey, is the animal more connected to the omniverse than we as humans? Well, if my theory is correct that we've been reincarnated and we came up through the animal species, and then if you think about, go back to the Sphinx, can we as humans rise above our animal instincts? If that is the case too, is animals really more connected to us? Because if we go back to the good book, Someone said, God said, make man in our image.
So, what's the image?
Isn't the goal of something always trying to better it? Who was that? Remember that commercial? We don't make such and such. We just make it better. Yeah. Hey, Rafiki, you still there? What did you think of that concept?
To be honest, my concept, my way of thinking is that...
No. I asked you, what did you think of that concept I just put forward first? And then I hear your concept.
I can see your concept, but do I totally agree with it? Yes and no.
All right.
So, let's go back to the Sphinx real quick. You say its meaning is, or yeah, is can humans rise above the animal nature? Hence the human head being on top of the animal body.
Correct.
So.
And wait. Well, after you just said that, it just sent me here. Here's my question. What makes a man rise above his animal nature? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.